And now, Mr. and Mrs. Music.
Mr. and Mrs. Music is their name. Andre Baruch is married to be waiting.
Your favorite record we're gonna play. Play the best that you request on WMCA.
Happy-go-lucky couples with a song. Ready to cheer you up when things go wrong.
We never quarrel.
Fights are forbidden.
Don't lose our temper.
Who are we kidding?
Your invitation. Stay tuned to this station. You'll get a copy the first time you dial with me.
Ah, come on, Andre. Just this once, huh?
Well, all right. I'll join you, too.
Okay.
Happy anniversary on us. Happy anniversary on us. Happy anniversary, Mr. and Mrs. Music. Happy anniversary on us.
Thank you, Fred Waring.
Hey, I always wanted to sing that over the air just that way, and I finally made it.
I'm glad.
What were you doing in that other key, though? Hello, everybody, both in the studio and at the other end of the killer cycle. This is Dee Wayne and Andre Bruce.
And it's a real party, too, as you may have gathered from the 12 to 2 show this afternoon. Got another big studio audience staring at us.
Smiling at us.
Given time, they may wind up glaring at us.
We're going to have some stars stopping by. Might even have a chance to play a few records.
Records? What are they?
They are bread and butter to our little son, that's all.
Oh, yeah. Did you know that, friends? My son eats them.
Before we get going, how about a word about those nice Canadian fur people, huh? This is one of their regular spots, you know, next quarter hour.
Well, they're showing us how nice they are, and everybody for that matter, by joining in the spirit of this anniversary shindig and dispensing with any sales talk. Instead, they sent us this wire. Dear B and Andre, congratulations on this, your first anniversary as Mr. and Mrs. Music. You've been instrumental in telling your fine audience about us in a most capable and friendly manner. We trust that we'll work together with you for a long, long time. Signed, Canadian Fur. Well, how do you like that?
Oh, I like it fine. And I think we ought to hear a record now, just to prove that we are on the air.
Let's prove it.
Want to start with a Frank Sinatra disc?
Well, yes. And particularly since Frank happens to be celebrating today, too. It's his birthday, you know, friends. So many happy returns, Mr. S. I want to thank Frank for his very nice wire out there on the coast. And here is It All Came True. Hey, that fits in fine.
Leave me all alone and blue, and it all came true. Yep, it all came true. They told me you'd grieve me, fall for someone new. It all came true. The whole thing was true. They said that someday you won't love him anymore, and you'll come running right back to my little old shack and take up where you left before. They told me you'd love me just like you used to do. It all came true. It all came true. T-R-U. They said that someday you won't love him anymore. And you'll come running right back to my little old shack and take up where you left before. They told me you'd love me like you used to do. And it all came true.
Frank Sinatra, it all came true. Well, Frank, we do want to wish you a happy birthday, a very happy birthday.
And we want to say welcome to all of our friends who are here in the audience today. We said that this afternoon, and we will have a chance to say it tonight. Well, we love you all, we really do.
I'd like to introduce one of our guests, Steve.
All right.
A young man you may be familiar with. This fella is a man I'm sure you all know. Before the war, he spurted onto fame and brought with him a young lady whose name I don't want to mention at this time because her initials are B. Wayne. During the war, he served very honorably in the United States Army, and now he has started his band all anew. This is a sort of a sentimental reassociation between B. Wayne and Larry Clinton. Hello, Larry. Good to see you again.
Thank you very much, and how are my favorite married couple?
Oh, very well. You practically married us off. You ought to know.
Still got the bridge table you gave us for a wedding present.
Still using it, I trust.
Still eating off it.
Well, lucky we didn't have to wait for an apartment. How are things, Larry? You understand that new band of yours is really swell.
Well, it's working along swell, Andy.
Making records?
Uh-huh.
Like crazy?
Oh, like crazy.
You know, friends, everybody is working very hard these days because, as you know, there's going to be a ban after December 31st on the making of records, at least for a while, as far as we can see. And so most of the orchestra leaders are trying their hardest to keep the public loaded with their fine music by recording now as much as they can. And Larry, I see you're no exception. What label are you going to be on?
On the Decca.
Will you please excuse me? I'd like to talk about old times.
Let's talk about old times. We can get modern in a minute.
Get modern in a minute. Don't you want to ask Larry about anything like how I was when I was on the road? How did I behave?
You think I ought to ask those things on the air? Now, I'd like to ask this question. You see, my honeymoon was spent with my wife while she was out riding on a bus doing one-nighters with you and...
Well, do I remember.
Was she a good girl? I mean, she eat well and drink her milk and all that sort of routine.
We made sure she did that.
Yeah, well, that's nice. Her mother was along, too, I understand. Right?
I'm twisting his arms. So be careful what you say, Clinton. Oh, you can say what you want.
Now, I want to say this, too, that she has about the smallest mother in the whole world.
Oh, really?
Everybody in the band thought the same thing.
Well, I think she has. She happens to be my mother-in-law.
I hope she's listening, because I really...
She sure is.
I don't want to start any trouble with her, you know. But, Larry, so many people remember you, and me, I suppose, for both for those two great records, Deep Purple and Reverie. And it must be a great source of satisfaction to you to have those as monuments to your musicianship. I imagine you must feel very proud about it.
Well, I'm very happy, too, that I'm very proud that Victor is re-releasing one of the records that I like best of all the ones we did. And I think you'd like that one, too, baby. Remember Old Folks?
Oh, sure, I remember that very much. We're not going to play it, though.
Oh, you're not?
I broke it, by the way.
However, Larry, we'll be waiting very anxiously for your new band. It's much smaller, isn't it?
Oh, considerably. It's intimate group, rather than the boom boom.
Well, listen, after I left, he had no room left for anybody else on the stand when I was there.
What's the matter? You don't want to play musicians anymore?
Andre, please. Let's see.
Well, why did you cut down from 18 to 10?
Man, you need to get intimate. Shall we go into that?
No, I tell you what, I would like to do as a sort of sentimental gesture. I'd like to play one of those records that you and Dee made together. May
I'd like to hear one, too.
All right. Here is Larry Clinton, B. Wayne, and Deep Purple.
The
your love.